This Sunday is the 89th annual Academy Awards, of course. The Oscars are the Super Bowl of movies. Many get together, they throw parties, friendly wagers on the results. It's a highly anticipated midwinter event here in this country and, of course, in Chicago. And if you're looking for that camaraderie, you may want to head downtown to the Siskel Film Center on State Street for the longest-running Oscar party in Chicago, the Hollywood on State event, where you're the star. It gives you a chance to walk the red carpet, watch the results with like-minded cinephiles. Joining me in studio tonight to talk about the annual event and the film industry is Jean D. St. Aubin. She's the executive director of the Siskel Center, who are putting on the party this Sunday. Jean, thanks for being here.
Oh, thank you, Justin.
All right, so this is fun. It's the longest-running Oscar party. Talk about this event. This is something you guys have been doing for years.
A long time. The Film Center's actually been doing it longer than I've been there, and that's almost 14 years. So years ago, the Academy actually sanctioned one non-for-profit organization in all the large cities. So there were 40 parties around the country that were official parties. And you got their the logo. They sent you the actual program that the people in Hollywood get. And it was kind of cool. And it was big bragging rights. And that was a lot of fun. And then they discontinued the program a couple years ago. But, we had a great party. And we thought, we don't need them.
You don't need them. That's the last thing you need, right?
It was fun. It was cool to be able to say official.
Right.
And to have the programs and, the artwork and everything from them. But anyway, there were a lot of restrictions also came with that. So now we just do our own party, and it's as fun as ever.
And the idea really is, you put out the red carpet, people mm-hmm. come in. This is not just sort of like, hey, show up for the 7:30 in the night. This is a real event.
No.
You really turn State Street into Hollywood.
Yeah. So, people get dressed up. Some people go all out. A lot of people just, kind of wash up and come. And we don't care. But we do have red carpet hosts, and we have photographers and paparazzi.
So fun.
And yeah, it's a lot of fun. And then the Jean Siskel Film Center has two theaters. So in both theaters, we have a live telecast of the show. And it's in high definition. So you're not going to see a better picture anywhere. And no matter where you are in the Film Center, in our lobby, we'll have two big monitors with the show on it. And even when you go to the bathroom, you'll hear it.
That's really thought of everything, right?
Well, actually, that's something that
Do you have seat fillers?
Actually, when we don't have seat fillers. We don't. That's something we don't have.
You got to work on that. Well, it's interesting because when I think of Oscar parties, a lot of cinephiles and people get together and from friends, and it really becomes in a case like the Super Bowl and the way that people get together.
Right.
Is that who you're attracting to this party, or is it in large part people from the film industry here in Chicago who comes to the event at the Siskel Center on Sunday?
Well, that's, I think, part of the best part of the party is who comes. It is the biggest range of people you will see anywhere. There are young people that are students at the School of the Art Institute, or, we have this one woman who comes every year with her aunt. They both love movies, and so that's what they do. They get all dressed up, and they come. So we have, every socioeconomic background, because the ticket price starts at $100.
Yeah.
And once you pay your $100, everything is free. So, it's full. It's beer, wine, champagne, vodka, gin, bourbon, and food and desserts. So we have all these wonderful sponsors. And, a lot of the other Oscar parties in town, you pay to get in and you get one drink ticket and then you get some cheese on crackers. That is not us. That is not us. I mean, we have some of the sponsors that we have as far as food is we have Rosebud Prime. We have Gail's Cheesecake. We have Good For You Events. So it's really,
The last Oscar party I went to, and it was a long time ago because I pretty much got kicked out of it. They were roasting a turkey, so there's that. I don't know if you guys are doing that, but that was kind of the draw of this party. So
you can't. It's hard to do a turkey for 200. That's a lot of turkeys.
I know they were doing that because I ended up spending time in the kitchen because I realized at these parties, people get real serious about the Oscars. I thought it was like Super Bowl, a little loose, and I was making jokes about the movies and the actors and the dress. And after a while, everybody at the party's like, you gots to go. So I ended up like with the guy who was doing the turkey in the kitchen.
Well, because it's a party, if you're really if the people who are really into it and want it to be somewhat quiet, although there's a lot of audience participation, those people sit in the theaters. The people who want to eat and drink and talk,
me,
they, you. Yeah, so right, when you right, come,
yeah,
you're going to hang out in the lobby.
All right, good.
Where you're close to the bar, you're close right to the food, and you still have the monitors in the background if you care to take a look. So
good, you so thought of me. I appreciate
I also,
that.
But I also want to say, you know, you keep calling it comparing it to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times people say that Oscar night is the Super Bowl for women.
Oh, yeah.
So if you're a guy and you want to meet women,
this is the place
it's a
to
great,
be.
Everybody's beautiful. Everybody's dressed up. If you want to meet women, there are all these amazingly beautiful young single women who come to this party.
Well, you have really just keyed into the audience demographic here at the Download. Jean T. St. Aubin is the executive director of the Siskel Center. They are having the big party, their longest running Oscar party in Chicago, the Hollywood on State event, which is this Sunday. It starts at 6:30-ish, 6:30.
Yeah, 6:30. The telecast starts at 7:30. So people come at 6:30, get some nosh, get their drinks, get their seats, and they're ready to go.
There's so much to talk about with you because, you know, I have a lot of the artists and documentarians and filmmakers that show at your...
Mm-hmm.
At
yeah,
your,
we're very grateful.
Come on the show, which is great. It's mm-hmm. awesome. And I think about the Chicago scene and the filmmaking scene, and I think about their relationship with the Oscars. And,
right.
and you know, for years, we've known it to be somewhat of a contentious relationship just because of what happened with Hoop Dreams, what happened with Life Itself,
right.
the snubs.
Right.
I mean, where does Chicago play in its film industry into the world of Hollywood? And I mean, is it a good relationship?
I don't know. I mean, movies are really being made everywhere. They're being made in Canada. They're being made all over the world. And especially now with all these new digital formats, almost anybody can make a movie. And movies have become a lot less expensive to make. But it is the movie industry. So a lot of what gets nominated are the things that made a lot of money. You know, it's a business, and mm-hmm. it's a business celebrating its successes. And, you know, I think if you look at it that way, you know, we'd like to think that it was purely artistic, but there's, I think, a lot of other things that go into nominated, who don't.
You know that from being in the industry and owning a film house or running a film house
right.
here in Chicago. But a lot of people don't know. They think, right. you know, the best picture is going to be based specifically on its artistic merits.
Right. And that doesn't always happen. And sometimes, you know, I was telling you earlier, you know, like years ago when the Truman Capote film came out with Philip Seymour Hoffman, there was another, same year, another wonderful young actor who they did a movie about Truman Capote. But the studio said, we're not going to put a lot of money behind this and market it because there's we've already got one with
right.
Philip Seymour Hoffman. He's going to run away with it. And, you know, so it's a lot of it is timing. A lot of it is the marketing money behind it. A lot of it is what else is out there right now. You know, somebody had told me that Hidden Figures was actually scheduled to be released now and at the beginning of 2017. But because of the whole Oscars so white thing, and they all of a sudden they felt like we're in a moment in time. Let's
There's
get this movie
opportunity
done.
Here, right.
Let's get it done and out before the end of the year, so that we might have a shot at an Oscar. Or two.
When you're dealing with filmmakers and films that come through the Siskel Center, because it'd be a very eclectic mix.
Totally.
You know, when they get the chance to book the Siskel Center, which is a big deal to be in Chicago, to be in a art house in Chicago like that. Do you see, I mean, they have aspirations to play in that circuit? Do they believe, like, that they're on their way to bigger and better things? They booked the Siskel Center, next stop, Hollywood?
I think a lot of that, you know, because we do feel like we've launched a lot of careers, and especially in our Black Harvest Film Festival and some mm-hmm. of our other festivals, like Asian American Showcase and that type of thing. But I think, you know, maybe the Oscar thing is in the back of people's minds, but it's really a long shot. And I think people just want to do good work, especially in Chicago. I mean, we're a working city. So people just want to, they want to be creative. They want people to see their work. If they make it that far, great. But I don't really think that's not what's motivating,
mm-hmm.
you know, artists in Chicago. You know, and I also want to say, you know, the name of our event, Hollywood on State, where you're the star, the Hollywood on State part is at our event for the last, I think, 4 or 5 years, we recognize local filmmakers. So every year we pick 4 or 5 filmmakers and we honor them that night, and they get they get a big star and they get a chocolate Oscar. and people get to meet, you know, local filmmakers.
Jean, in your seat as executive director at the Siskel Center, do you see more filmmakers coming through? Do you see more interest in film in Chicago over the span of your career?
Oh, there's a lot of filmmakers in Chicago, and I think they'd all like to stay here. Most, I shouldn't say all. I can't speak for everybody, but I think people want to make a life here. And now with some of the studios that have opened, like CineSpace, mm-hmm. and other places, there's a really strong film community in Chicago. Everything from writers to crew to directors to, and we've always had a super deep bench in acting. You know, because we're such a theater town, it only makes sense that we should also become a film town.
You know, when you talk about it being a film town, you know, from your vantage point as running a house like the Siskel Center, but also, you know, I think about other places. I think about Landmark or Facets, what Milos is doing there. This town, does it celebrate and does it embrace independent film like that? I mean, are audiences still coming out? Are you seeing a growth in the way that audiences are coming out for independent films, for documentaries, for the art kind of films that you show?
Definitely. I mean, our attendance goes up every year, you know? And even in the last 2 years, we haven't had any huge blockbusters. You know, I think it was 4 years ago that Kartem Quinn released The Interrupters. And that was our largest selling film in our 40-plus
really?
Year
film.
History.
Yeah.
It was crazy. I mean, people just it kept coming. And in the last couple of years, we haven't had any films that have really attracted that many people where we kept bringing the film back for another run and another run and another run. But attendance is still going up. And memberships are still going up. So I think it's a combination of things. I think people want to see a range of stories. I think people in Chicago are smart and interested in, you know, what's being produced. And I think also, you know, when the economy a couple years ago was tanked.
Yeah.
Actually, it wasn't a couple years ago. It was 2008. You know, people started thinking, oh, you know, theater or the opera, that's like, you know, $80 to $150. I can see really great cultural programming for $11. You know, I can see a wonderful film at the Film Center.
Well, this weekend, the longest running Oscar party in Chicago, the Hollywood on State event, where you're the star, will be 6:30. At the Siskel Center, 164 North State Street. Jean D. St. Aubin is the executive director of the Siskel Center. She joined me tonight to talk about the event, but also about the film industry and film houses in general. Jean, it's a pleasure to meet you, and we got to have you back. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.